Before we partake the Holy Communion, let us read some verses from the Bible. Let's see 1 Corinthians. Second Corinthians. So. Chapter 4. Chapter 5. Second Corinthians, chapter 5. Verse 13. For if we were beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. Verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge this, that if one die for all, then all die. Verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Paul described himself as a person out of his own mind. The reason he was out of his own mind is because of God. And how do we know he was out of his own mind? Because he has a lot of confidence in flesh. He has a lot of things in the world he can boast it about. He was a Pharisee, and he was highly educated. He was one of the council members. And he was so zealous in Judaism. He was good in every aspect. However, after he knew Jesus Christ, he responded with Jesus Christ's calling, and he gave up everything. And he followed Jesus' footsteps, and he suffered for the Lord Jesus Christ more than anyone else. For so many times, he almost died because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So even his friend, a very high-ranking officer, looked at him and said, Paul, are you crazy? And Paul said, no, I am not crazy. So because of Paul's commitment to God's calling, we can see the later part of the book of Acts, the three missionary trips, the gospel was spread from the Asia to the Europe. Through the power of God, the earthen vessel can manifest the mighty power to accomplish God's entrustment. And today, it is the same thing. How can we change the direction of our life? Just like the Bible says, those who live no longer live for themselves, and for him who died for them and rose again. The key is we have to understand God's love. For the love of Christ compels us because he died for us. So we have to live for him. So in the time of Holy Communion, let's once again meditate how Jesus Christ died for us. When we hold a piece of bread, let us think this is the body of Christ. He sacrificed us on the cross. He was sinless. I am a sinner. However, he died for me. Before I know him, he already knew me. So he already died for me. Before I know how to love him, he already loved me. He already sacrificed his life for me. When we hold the cup, let us think about this is the cup of new covenant. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the last utterance is finished. The salvation has been finished. The covenant is available through shedding his own blood. Oh. That was the most agony moment in his life. He suffered physically, mentally, and spiritually for the sake of preparing the covenant for us. The time we receive the baptism, we are entered into the covenant with Jesus Christ. And covenant, each side have their own duty to fulfill for a purpose. No. And the covenant for the purpose that we can receive His kingdom. His kingdom in this life and His kingdom in the life to come. In His kingdom in this life, we enjoy righteousness, peace, and joy, and abundance of blessing. In the life to come, we are going to be together with the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loves us, the one who we love, and we are going to enjoy the everlasting banquet there. This is the purpose of the covenant. And Jesus Christ already paid his price, already fulfilled his part. He shed his blood on the cross. Right now, Jesus Christ is waiting for us to pay our own price. Salvation is a grace of God, but salvation is not cheap. It's not on sale. We have to receive the salvation by paying a price for that. And what is the price? As Jesus Christ said, we have to deny ourselves, bear our own cross, and follow him. And that is the price we have to prepare to pay. Yes, a lot of time we feel wonderful about the message of feeling good. All the messages come from the Bible because God really loves us. But if we only listen to the feel-good message itself, cannot make us as mature, cannot make us strong enough to do something for God. We have to take the solid food. And to deny ourselves, live a life of self-denial, it is a solid food. So we transfer our own authority to the Lord Jesus Christ. From now on, let Jesus Christ control my life. Let Jesus Christ guide my life. Let Jesus Christ become the purpose of my life. That's called deny ourselves. And then bear our own cross. If we don't want to follow the way of God, we have no cross to bear. But if we want to follow the cross of God, follow the way of God, we have to suffer. And that is our cross we have to bear. Beside that, we have to follow Jesus in every footstep, follow him. So when we partake the Holy Communion, we have to make up our mind. From now on, I want to live for him because he died for me. Use a way living for Jesus to respond his love and his dying for us on the cross. When Moses lived in palace, he looked out the window and he see his own, he saw his own people suffering. He had some kind of godly discontent. He felt that he wanted to do something to save his own people. So he forsake the comfortable life in palace. He forsake the noble status and he forsook the property in the palace in order to do something for his own people. Today, we all like living in the palace nowadays. A lot of us living in a very comfortable room. Yes, we can live a comfortable life until we die. We can live a life in the palace, just like Moses. But if we live our whole life like this way, what is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? What's the value of our life? It's difficult for us to feel. It's difficult for us to pursue the meaning of life. So we have to be determined to come out of the comfortable zone and do something for God. So the end of the NYTS is the beginning of servitude. It's the beginning we respond to God's love. It's the beginning we respond to God's calling. If we see that the end time is approaching, if we see that there are so few people being saved, there are so many souls actually is dying or is already dead, then it is our responsibility to do something for that. Yes, materially speaking, maybe we are all content with a heart of thanksgiving. But from the spiritual perspective, every one of us, we need to have certain type of godly discontent. Because of this, we will do something for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the church. So before we partake the Holy Communion, let us meditate the love of Jesus Christ and let us make a determination to do something for him, to respond his love. This is the unleavened bread. Because church is a one body, so we use one bread. And this bread is a holy body of Christ. So before we partake it, we have the self-examination. If we have anything wrong, we confess our sin, God will forgive us, then we can partake it. So when we partake Holy Communion, we have to have self-examination and repent. So now let's kneel down and pray in silence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Under the law, we are all sinners. Our final destination is your judgment and eternal punishment in hell. But we thank you so much. You came down from heaven to the world to become a servant, to serve us. Eventually, you become a sinner to die for us. You suffer on the cross, physically, mentally, spiritually. We are the one who deserve to be crucified, to be cursed. But because of your love, you go up to the cross on behalf of us. So because of your crucifixion, we can receive the reconciliation with you. Because of your crucifixion, we can have a hope of eternal life. Because of your crucifixion, we can receive abundant your blessing. Lord, we thank you so much. Your love is beyond our comprehension. In this moment, we would like to partake the body you have broken for us. May your love touch every one of us. From now on, we can be moved by your love and to live a life of loving you and loving others. Lord, may your spirit move in the bread to become your body. After we partake it, we can be resurrected and enjoy the everlasting life in your heavenly kingdom. May all the glory belong to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we sing him. 458, preacher, yeah. Thank you. come and distribute the bread. Inside. In the name of Jesus Christ, we consecrate the grape juice. Lord, we thank you so much. According to your law, all sin can be forgiven only by shedding the blood. You come to the world to prepare a body like a Lamb of God. You come to the world with a purpose to rescue us out of sin. In your due time, you allow to be arrested, you allow to be tortured, and eventually you were crucified on the cross to shed your blood. So today, your blood is available to wash out our sin in the baptism. And according to your promise, after we partake your flesh and blood, we have eternal life in heaven. Lord, we thank you so much. Before we love you, you already love us. Before we know you, you already know us. Lord, we ask your love to compel us so from today on, we can love you in return. Since you deliver us out of sin, please use your love to touch us. From now on, we will sin no more. We know that when we sin, the one who hurts the most is you. Because you have suffered the most painful for our sin. Lord, please strengthen us. From now on, we can live a holy life. So in your holiness, we can approach you. We can receive your abundant blessing. We ask that your spirit move with the grape juice to become your blood. After we partake it, we will be resurrected in your second coming. And to enjoy the everlasting banquet with you in heaven. May all the glory belong to you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Verse 2, 周传道, 侯传道.
3:45.
Thank you.
be seated. Now we are going to have the last prayer of this NYTS. Let us pray the Lord Jesus Christ strengthen us. So when we go back to our own local church, we go back to our own school, we go back to our own home, we can really empower to live a victorious life. So shall we all come forward and let's offer the last prayer of NYTS. Let's come forward.